Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. So, today is the day that perhaps many of you have been waiting for. It is the day during our fun drive when we have a show called Cats versus Dogs, Which is Better? We have operators standing by to take your vote. Just like democracy in America, $1 equals one vote. So when you call to make a pledge to KSFR at 505-428-1393, 428-1393, you can make a pledge of any amount, $5, $500, but you make it toward either cats or dogs, and at the end of the program, we will find out which is better, according to our audience here in Santa Fe and beyond. I'd like to welcome special cat advocates Ben Swan and Christopher Willett.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Both regulars on this show.
Good morning, Mary.
Great to have you back. And Kristen Davidson, who is not only a special dog advocate, but the board president of KSFR. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
So let's start, I think, with a little bit of what we might call peacemaking. Cats and dogs are both really cute, and kittens and puppies are both, dare I say, equally cute. Do we agree on that? Can we start as a point of departure?
No.
See?
No, we can start there.
We can start there.
Okay.
Well, for a little while, yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's give the cat people, who might later on in the program be at a disadvantage, let's give them the opening volley.
Go ahead, Christopher.
Don't put me on the hot seat.
Oh, well.
Why, in your view, are cats better than dogs?
Oh, well, where to begin? They're smarter. They're easier to take care of. They're, Ben?
Yeah, last night I wanted to
tell...
Yes, sorry. Sorry to talk over you. Mary Charlotte, as I was talking earlier, I was considering this last night as it was pouring down rain. Raining cats and dogs, I might say. And my dog, Zach, insisted on going outside in the rain, and so I came back totally wet. My cat would never do that if I had one.
Excellent. And Kristen, why do you think dogs are better than cats?
Well, to just throw it out there, I believe that dogs have the qualities to which we all would like to aspire. There are certain qualities that dogs have, such as a greater tendency towards forgiveness, and some dogs even have a moral sense of guilt. And these are qualities I think we should all aspire to, and I'm not sure we could say the same about cats.
Not to mention loyalty.
Correct.
And helpfulness.
I don't know. I think that those qualities in a person are great if you're into a narcissistic codependent kind of relationship where you need something to need you in order to feel valued. And cats are they're more independent. I think that they're incredibly loyal, and I think they're incredibly forgiving. And also, let's just talk about intelligence. So dogs are great because they want to please. They want to learn how to catch a ball and bring it back to you.
That's a point for us. Thank you.
It is. But cats really, they don't need that. They have their own agendas. Out of my cats at home, two of them have PhDs. One of them is writing for a food magazine now. And the other is doing occupational therapy for handicapped people. So
now,
my cats are incredibly brilliant. They're well established in their careers. And how many dogs can say that don't work for the circus?
We know you jest, but there are so many dogs that are in actual professions rather than the made-up professions that you just said. So, for example, there are service dogs, assistance dogs of the West. There are therapy dogs, rescue dogs, search dogs, herding dogs, sled dogs, yes, circus dogs, hunting dogs, watch dogs, guard dogs. There are cadaver detection dogs. There are war dogs, police dogs.
My dear Mary Charlotte, those are all very good points, but you just pulled them from the internet as if they were real.
They are real. What? Is Assistance Dogs of the West merely a figment of our imagination?
Assistant Cats of the West is very, very effective organization, isn't it, Christopher?
It is very effective.
Assistance Cats of the West is something that you guys just made up.
Oh, absolutely not. Assistance Cats of the West, they were solely responsible for legalizing catnip in Santa Fe County.
428-1393, cats versus dogs, which is better? 428-1393, make your vote, and we will be periodically getting an update on who is a cat, who is ahead, and cats or dogs.
And support us with your dollars, and we will purr very, very loudly.
That's right.
And we will, and we'll
make
also
biscuits too.
I would like to say that the local arts organization called Meow Wolf is very balanced in that they have both a meow and a canine sound in their name. So we appreciate that balance.
We do.
Adding to the service professionals that are dogs, I would like to add that we also have dogs who serve in the U.S. military. So I would like to put it out there that dogs are actually more patriotic than cats.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Excellent
My
point.
Dear Kristen, do you know that in World War I, that cats were a favorite animal, and they served with the soldiers in the trenches, and they caught mice.
On which side?
Both sides. They're very, you know.
So I think, you know, you're just going there. You're going there, and I'll go there with you, Kristen.
Please join me.
So, dogs are Republican, cats are Democrat.
Last time we said the exact opposite, and somebody called and hassled us for it.
See.
Well, I don't really think we should go with labels, but cats are more progressive than dogs. You have to understand that.
They are, absolutely.
How can you say that? They're completely selfish and self-centered. They believe in the rights of the individual, but not the responsibilities. Dogs take responsibility.
Responsibility for what?
Responsibility for the household. In other words, if you are cold, they'll warm you. If you are sad, they'll cheer you up. If you need to go for a walk, they'll go with you.
It sounds like you're describing a cat, really,
except for the
walking aspect. Yeah. Although many people walk their cats
very happily. Yeah, right.
They do. They love to. It takes a little bit of training because who wants to be on a leash?
Right.
But
cats are just not that eager to please us, which is actually quite nice. I respect that. I respect the independence in an animal. I really do.
I do feel sorry for the cat advocates because there is probably a cultural bias against seeing someone walking their cat on leash.
Try taking your cat to Aspen Vista this weekend. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you really want to talk to me about cultural bias?
Sure. If all else fails, pop culture will win this on the side of the dog.
That's right.
Well,
maybe not.
You know, thank you very much for that thought, but cats are the number one pet in America.
Since when?
Since 1984. What was it, 1989, that they took over dogs?
Yeah, but it switched around again in 2001, after 9/11.
Ah, in 1987, cats overtook dogs as the number one pet in America. Ha ha.
According to MrBigglesworth.com.
It's the Toonsis website.
I don't know
website.
What websites you
the
go
Toonsis.
To.
I had a cat named Toonsis.
But they can drive your car, you know.
Well, they'll drive you off the cliff, which is another reason why dogs are better, because cats will take it upon themselves to find your demise for you.
I knew a man who was sleeping over at his friend's house, and he woke up in the morning, and there was a cat with all four claws sinking into his face. Needless to say, something bad happened.
Well, you know, those individual cases can always become... I mean, I have a beautiful dog, James, who's bitten me several times in the face because I woke him up at the inappropriate times. So...
How are you waking him up?
Usually snuggling and kisses, you know.
428-1393, and I would like to report that dogs are ahead of cats 196-0.
Oh, no.
428-1393.
Well, cat lovers are definitely just getting up now, stretching.
Yeah, cat lovers are doing their own thing.
Warming up.
You know, they'll probably whip out their checkbook sometime this afternoon and write a couple million dollars.
And they'll be late. But we'll still appreciate it, because any amount to KSFR is an amount that benefits us all, cats or dogs.
428-1393 is the number. Let's get the phones ringing. Cats versus dogs, which is better? Now, dogs have been domesticated for twice as long as cats, and one can make an argument that cats have really never been domesticated. Dogs have been the truly loyal pets and companions of people and appear in so many of the myths about what friendship and loyalty are all about.
Well, I think that, did you say myth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the word, myth, about friendship and loyalty. Dogs have no conscience. They can't be your friend. They're not smart enough to be your friend. They can't discriminate. They're everybody's friend. You think your dog only loves you?
Yes.
Take your dog to the doggy park, and how many people have treats? Dogs will love anybody as long as they can get a snack.
Oh, and cats won't kill anybody's mouse?
Well, mice are ugly. They deserve to die.
4281393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? Dogs are way ahead. They're ahead by an infinite ratio.
Come on, cat people. As we like to say, Christopher and I, cats rule, dogs rule. We must keep call KSFR right now and show us your support with our feline friends.
That's just a slogan.
We have lots of slogans.
We have lots of slogans, but we can't say them on the air.
No, we can. What was the one that you just mentioned, Christopher? The his less.
Right. Those little bumper stickers that you see around town, I think that someone should come up with one. The ones that say, wag more, bark less?
Yes.
I want one that says, purr more, hiss less. That'd be cute, huh?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as good.
Man.
4281393. Now, Plato said that a dog has the soul of a philosopher, whereas the cat has the soul of a longshoreman.
Plato.
Wow. Yes. I loved Plato when I was little. I used to make all kinds of stuff, and it was salty. I'd eat it. And
ooh, cats have, the cat people have arisen from their slumber.
Bring it, cat people. Yeah. Come on.
100 votes.
Yes.
Yay.
4281393, $1 equals one vote.
It's kind of ironic that the two boys over here are on the dog side and the women are on, on the cat side and the men are, or the women are on the dog side.
The cat mind at work.
Exactly. Can you smell the electrical fire in my brain? Because it says right here that cats respond more affectionately towards women than they do men. So where's your affinity? Where's your comradeship for thy fellow kind?
I'm allergic to them. And that's another problem with cats, is that more people are allergic to cats than to dogs by a wide margin.
Well, there's that.
But
and
there are several
allergic
people that,
to, you know, dogs and...
Like Obama children, for example. You know, they had to search high and low for the hydroallergenic dog that they could bond with.
Yeah, but look at what animal they chose. A Portuguese water dog.
Very sweet dogs.
Because they're exactly like cats. They have the most in common with cat personalities than any other dog.
According to Christopher
Willett.
According to me.
Well, speaking of dogs as the more patriotic pet, and in honor of the Obama dog, dogs are more likely to get their owners out and about and exercising. Thus, they're better for our health and really better fits the White House initiative against obesity.
I don't know that. What do you think about the myth of exercising, Christopher? You could speak to that, can't you?
The myth of exercising?
You guys are throwing all these internet things to just pull out. And we know that exercising is great, but look at yoga. Look at yoga. Cats really kind of, we can emulate them and do the stretching.
The meditation. It also says
dogs
right
do
here
the same
that
thing.
It's been scientifically proven that when you pet a cat, your blood pressure goes down.
It's the same with a dog.
Right, except, all right, so you want to talk about health? So it's winter, there's ice on the ground, you have to walk this dog, you don't want to go outside, you slip, you break both legs, and you get pneumonia. Huh.
But the dog will find rescue services
will drag
you
to the hospital.
Yes,
right.
That's correct.
It will bring you a barrel of brandy.
But the thing
what
is,
cats
is
will
that
do that.
With cats, you don't invite that kind of problem. You're in the house already, you've got your barrel of brandy, and the cat is on your lap, you're reading a great Jackie Collins book, and
Jackie Collins. And they're sitting on your lap waiting for you to turn the page so they can admire you in a better spot.
4281393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? And we have a report from the control room.
We do indeed. You know, I got the numbers mixed up because that cat that woke up just kind of like messed with my mind a little bit. The cats only have like 50 right now.
And the cats have 50.
Dogs, I think, are about 300, something like that. But we have many of them to thank. Bernard Rubenstein.
Yay.
Diane Karp.
Yay.
Gary Gausner.
Thank
from,
you.
Who called from Brooklyn, New York, by the
Gary
way.
Gary Glazner.
Glazner.
He's a great poet.
Okay. Yay. And then Angel, Yeller, Cookie, and Lily. And
those sound like dogs to me.
And Norma Levine, who called from Austin, Texas.
Yay.
And Carolyn Phillips for Simon and Daisy. And that's it for now. And the phones are a little bit quiet at the moment. So call us.
428-1393. 428-1393. Or if you're calling from out of area, 1-866-907-5737. 1-866-907-KSFR. Dogs versus cats, which are better?
I'd like to make 2 points. First, no surprise that cats started out with inflated value. Second point, my dogs were smart enough to call in and donate. So we have canines supporting public radio
in a very
productive way. Yes, Simon and Daisy Weimaraners, very smart animals. In some ways cat-like, but very much dog.
428-1393, make your vote. And we'd like to hear from some more actual dogs. Dogs also have the advantage of being able to dial the phone, which I did not know until some years ago when my dog Honey would order pizzas using my credit card. And pizzas would continually be delivered to the house, and I realized she knew how to use a touchscreen telephone.
That's really, actually, that's incredibly useful, ordering pizzas. Instead of, say, discovering a cure for cancer or calling the ambulance when you need it.
Well, actually, dogs and cancer, there are dogs who can sniff cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And cats as well can detect insulin fluctuations in diabetics.
In fact, we have several stories of, you know, how they always talk about dogs being heroes and rescuing people. Well, cats do the same thing. And cats are very, very perceptive about insulin. I've got several from the website.
Cats rescue people?
Oh, yes. A cat saved a 9-year-old girl from dangerously low blood sugar level. She just knew that when the girl needed insulin shots and woke her up or got her going. And a cat saved a girl from an assault. A cat tried to save owner from an attempted theft. A cat saved owner from a snake. You know how vicious snakes can be. Cat saves family from carbon monoxide poisoning. These cat saves man
and
from
it's
fire.
Just on and on and on. These miraculous
cat dials 911.
I'd actually like to hear more about the cat who saves the owner from the assault. I'm very curious how that would work.
All of my cats know Taekwondo. So if you come to my house and you pull anything on me, watch out.
So it happened in Lansing, Michigan. A 7-year-old girl in her home. A man entered the house, tried to attack the girl. The cat jumped on the guy, and he ran away.
For every one of those cat stories, there are 173 dog stories of dogs who save people. Sorry.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's the liberal media who only reports on dog saving and not cat saving. You know, cat rescue.
It's the liberal media.
I thought you said that dogs were that cats were liberal.
Oh, well,
that's
no.
Right.
I didn't mean the liberal media. Well, I meant the biased media.
The biased media. I think that Fox News, for instance, Fox only talks about dog stuff. Let's face it.
Think about Fox.
Yeah, but Fox is almost as much cat as dog.
Well, I would be curious to know what the classification is on a fox, if they're canine or feline.
Definitely canine.
Yeah, they're more dog-like, but still.
See? But still. Oh.
428-1393, cats versus dogs, which is better? Now, let's talk about presidents. President Lyndon Johnson had 2 beagles named Him and Her.
Yes, and you've seen the photos of him pulling the dogs up by the ears, too, right?
No.
Yes.
Franklin Roosevelt had dogs. In fact, he paid for a destroyer to pick up his Scotty at the Aleutian Islands. How it got there, I don't know.
Were his dogs named He and She?
We're not sure.
It and That.
Teddy Roosevelt's dog, Pete, apparently ripped a French ambassador's pants off at the White House.
Isn't that great? That's what you want your pet to do.
Again, dogs are patriotic.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking French. 428-1393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? And we hope to get some numbers soon from the control room. We're looking for a goal of 2,001 votes 1,001 for dogs and 1,000 votes for cats. Or perhaps the other way around. Because dog people are fair and they will let the best man or woman win.
Right. Go ahead, Christopher.
I was just shocked that you said something about France. I mean, French people are the biggest dog lovers out there, and look what it's turned into.
French people allow dogs in restaurants.
Well, we have that here. Well, on the patio.
On the patio, yeah. And for a while, we didn't have that.
So I did want to say a little bit about, you know, you guys are talking about how dogs are heroes and watchdogs and things like that, but you know that cats have 32 muscles that control the outer ear compared to humans 6 muscles each, and a cat can rotate its ears independently 180 degrees and can turn in the direction of the sound 10 times faster than those of the best watchdog. So if they wanted to, they could be ultimately the universe's watch cat.
Or the Linda Blair of the animal world.
That's an excellent point. We have
your mother eats mice in hell.
A count, 125 to 380. So dogs are still ahead by a wide margin. I would like to say, speaking to your point, Ben, is that if cats, as you say, wanted to be watch cats, could they? I don't think they could. It's not just that they don't want to. They don't know how. They can't because they can't be trained.
I don't think that's true. I have
absolutely
been through
the
front porch. Excuse me. And sometimes neighborhood cats will come up. We have, are we calling them Santa Fe community cats now?
We are.
Feral cat colonies, which the shelter is doing a wonderful program to help with. And I have an enclosed front porch, and oftentimes an outdoor cat will come up, and my cats will definitely respond and wake me up.
As a watch,
cat. As a protective measure.
And you're forgetting the whole the universal idea of a cat and felines, the wise and sage cat-like creatures that inhabit our earth and universe and tell us things, Jungian symbols of cat strength, power, wisdom.
Who's talking myth now?
Well, I think there's something to be said about that, because really, dogs are hardly zen. Honestly, anytime I'm around a dog, I just want to tell them, get a grip. It's okay. I mean, there's food. I'm here. Relax. The desperation and the sheer magnitude of the energy that they spend trying to get you to pay attention to them is exhausting.
Cats are the masters of sending mixed messages, unlike dogs. Dogs
so
are very
women.
Clear with what they
or
want.
Humans, I think.
Oh, humans, yes.
Yes. So in other words, a cat will purr while sinking its claws into your flesh.
Actually, they will give you a warning sign.
Yeah,
you just
will.
Have to be visual. You have to be in tune to it. You know, it's like many animals, up to a certain point, it's like, hey, back off. You know, I gave you this little bit. If you feel my arm, you can feel my leg, and things like that.
428-1393, cats versus dogs, which is better? And we're going for 2,001 votes.
Can we go for 3,001?
Sure.
Absolutely.
We can go for 3,001
2,000 cats, 1,001 dogs. I don't know.
Do we have a report?
We certainly do. We have a ways to go to get those votes. We have, 75 to 441.
75? I thought you said 125.
Yeah. Then they're throwing different papers at me. So maybe that's a little bit higher for cats, but I think the dogs are still in the lead. And Milk's mom called in and said, make sure the dogs get this vote. And let's see, Christopher, we want you to know that Sadie is listening.
Sadie.
And sorry. Victoria Addison Rowe Fine Arts.
Yay.
And Jay Oliver.
She's a dog person. I know that for a fact.
Jay Oliver, who loves Map Is Not Territory, his cat Tosca sends her meow, and thanks to Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And Otis in Nashville are listening, as well as Leslie Rich, who fluctuates between cats and dogs, and she gave it to the cats this year.
Uh-oh. 428-1393. I guess she thought they really needed help.
Thank you, Leslie. Yes, Leslie is a wonderful shelter volunteer who's working on some specially designed cat condos where we can, you know, really creative environment that cats can really enjoy. Dogs, you know, it's true that dogs have very simple needs, but cats really need some visual and some things that they can crawl on and climb in and be clean. You know.
Well, dogs are really better for the local economy, quite frankly. They do require higher food bills and probably higher vet bills than cats, but it all goes to stimulate the local economy. And so really, it's a very Santa Fe-oriented animal because the city so much likes its local economy, just like it loves its local radio station.
That's
and I also
right.
have to add that Otis from Nashville is another family member dog of mine. So I've got very advanced canines, I guess, who are calling in support of this radio station.
In fact, I think all of Kristen's friends and dogs are out calling up, and we need to wake our feline friends up so they can support us and support this wonderful radio station.
I think you're right. You're right.
428-1393 is the number. Cats versus dogs, which is better? And I'm noticing, it just has occurred to me, that there's not a cat park in Santa Fe. Oh, no. There is a dog park. Oh, yes.
They don't need one.
And in this dog park, people meet each other. Dogs greet each other. There's socialization. Friendships are formed. Community is cultivated. While the cat people are sitting at home having their cats dig their claws into their flesh, watching television, and racking up obesity points.
Mary Charlotte, did you just make a comment about my weight? I think you did.
Not you in particular, but you were the one who said that on a cold winter day, nobody should be out walking their dogs because they might slip and fall.
Whereas break both legs and catch pneumonia.
Right, but I walk my dogs approximately 365 days a year and have not fallen, broken either leg, or gotten pneumonia.
Yet.
Cats say me, and their owners say ow.
Oh.
And dogs.
Dogs say
rough, rough,
rough, rough.
Life is rough.
Yeah.
And
right.
You know why they call it a dog pose in yoga, don't you? Because it's so rough.
Because it's so good for you.
And yet they meet life's adversities with a wag and a smile.
Yeah, and I love the
well, unless you happen to be an aggressive dog, then there's not much wagging and smiling, and it can be intimidating.
We may all be able to agree that that's more of a human problem.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting that most people, when they talk about dogs having issues, that it's caused by the humans. But when they call, but cats are so independent of that, that yeah, they do need some socialization. But they don't really have these behavior problems as much as dogs do.
They do have tail-sucking problems, that's true.
Is that one of the many cat maladies that are unique to cats?
It is.
What are some
of
the others?
I have never known a cat to suck its tail or anyone else's.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yes, family cat Margaret had a tendency to pull her hair out. Mm-hmm. And while at the vet, her situation confounded the vet, and he ultimately brought out his book of cat maladies and said, well, at least she's not a tail sucker.
I don't know anything about that.
It must have been one of those sort of textbook
things
that
something
has
pulled
no
from the internet.
Real life. Yeah.
Yeah, ultimately the patchy hair was from her wild nights on the mesa.
Nice.
Well, we have to recognize that any animal, cat or dog, really, if you spay and neuter them, which is the best thing for them, it slows them down. It doesn't slow them down, but it just makes them so much more social and so much more of a companion animal as opposed to a wild cat on the mesa or a wild dog in the neighborhood chasing police. I did want to say that you were talking about people who like dogs. I know that there are several presidents and some dictators who hated cats for a reason. Hitler, for example, was a well-known cat hater, as was Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, but I think the hate is the operative word.
Hitler hated everything.
They hated everything. Yeah.
Oh, I think he liked German shepherds.
Yeah, but that's just because they were German.
But in Germany, they were just shepherds, right?
428-1393. Dogs are ahead 466 to 125. Cat people, wake up. Dog people, wake up more. Now, when you talk about companion animals, what do companions do? Companions share your activities. So some activities can be like frisbee throwing, swimming, running, hiking,
absolutely,
surfing,
yep,
throwing a ball.
Do you surf with your dogs?
I have a YouTube video of surfing dogs, which I will be happy to send anybody who writes me an email at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Sure, but you personally, do you surf with your dogs?
Where?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, I do not, but other people do.
Do you take them to Hawaii and go surfing with your dogs?
I would love to go surfing myself in Hawaii.
See, now I go scuba diving with my cats, and we play chess. And my cats have helped with home improvement. We're actually retiling the bathroom today. We're putting in a new roof.
You retile, they poop.
Oh, no, actually, you should see Memphis. He's really good with the tile cutter.
If you've ever seen Christopher's cats, it's really cool when they put on their little safety glasses and help him in the bathroom.
Oh, they look
the
great in gloves, too.
They really do.
Yeah, they're amazing.
4281393. And we have 147 votes for cats, 564 votes for dogs, and 50 for ferrets.
Ooh. Yay, bring on the ferrets.
And we've got some thank yous.
We've got some thank yous. Brian Egolf insisted that I make sure that you know, so that you know that he's supporting KSFR. And, of course, because he represents me as well, and you know my preference, Mary Charlotte, he had to split his contribution a little bit. He gave $2 to cats and the rest to dogs. And I'll tell you,
see,
it was really
bipartisan.
Disproportionate, but that's okay.
Thank
At
you,
least
Brian.
He's considering a minority voice. Okay, so we have also Cheyenne the Greyhound to thank.
Thank you.
Belinda Edwards also
Yay.
To thank. And there's some others. They're coming. Thanks.
4281393, cats versus dogs, which is better? So, you know, you were talking about what your dogs do, but my dog, Horatio, the dachshund, is a substitute teacher of romantic poetry, and he does a lot of composition of poetry, and his poetry is very good.
I remember Horatio.
Yeah. He's
my
a good
my
dog.
Cat was the one who taught him and gave him his degree.
Mentored him.
Yeah.
That's a different Horatio.
You know, cats are just such wonderful creatures that we just forget sometimes. You know, the dogs demand attention. And cats, they don't demand it. They appreciate it when you give it to them. That's the thing about cats and dogs. When you're at the shelter, dogs say, look at me. And cats said, when you have a chance, I'm beautiful. Admire me.
I read some statistic that cats spend 70% of their time sleeping, another large percentage of their time grooming, which leaves a very small percentage of time, if you also factor in the need to eat, it leaves a very small percentage of time where they actually want to interact with anyone.
Well,
I think a cat in that sense is like a trophy wife. It's decorative. You can show people how cute it is, but it doesn't actually do anything for you.
Very apt comparison.
A trophy? I don't know a lot about trophy wives, so I'm going to stand down on that argument. But I think that dogs and cats sleep about the same amount of time, and let's face it, all of us, most of the people that I know, have to work. We spend a lot of time away from the house, so going home and having an animal that doesn't require a lot of high maintenance is really quite nice.
And I think you also are missing the fact that there are so many pet groomers. Yes, cats can groom themselves, but dogs, you know, there's several groomers in town that would, you know, if you stop grooming their dogs, they've got a business. And they're so, you know, some of them are so busy all the time because dogs are so messy. They don't, you know, they really don't bother cleaning themselves too much.
They really just want to continue to support the local economy.
Yeah, right.
Really, patriotism, supporting local economy, you just can't lose with dogs.
So far, you've told us that dogs really will bankrupt you, your financial household.
Exactly.
And cats will, you know, not only decorate
save
your house,
money.
Save your money by, you know, getting rid of mice if you have them, and
eating less, requiring less grooming, not having high medical expenses. Wow, dogs really are Republican. This is amazing.
Cats also can create wonderful aromas in the house as well. So,
dogs actually are pretty spectacular at that.
Well, I'll tell you, and this is from dire experience, if a cat urinates on your bed, you basically have to get a new bed.
Which is good for the economy.
not at that level. I mean, dogs are good for the economy because you do things like buy dog food and things like that, but having to buy a new mattress every time your cat acts out is a little bit much. Cats also, I mean, who has ever heard of a seeing eye cat? I rest my case.
One of my cats works with a handicap. She's terrific.
Cats can be therapy animals as well.
She leads by, she's an inspiration because she herself is three-legged,
so that those three-legged people will feel better about themselves?
Exactly.
So I did want to talk a little bit about people's so-called allergies to cats. Some people are allergic to cats, but not all cats. So it's not just... research has shown that you may be allergic to one cat, but you might not be to another. And there are ways and methods of making sure that you can be happy in your house with your cat if you're so-called allergic to the cat. And so I want you to give it another try, Mary Charlotte. Your dogs will probably appreciate the cat presence to really balance it out.
You know what I think dogs are, especially terriers, like the two terriers that I have, are good at, is balancing out the feral cat population in the city, because dogs will gladly do their part to reduce that population. And Brian Egolf is in the cafe getting a muffin and having just pledged for cats. I mean, for dogs.
And cats. They're
cats,
so biased here, these dog people.
Cats are, let me give you an update, and we're getting down to small numbers here. Cats, 164 and a half votes, and dogs, 626 and a half votes. Ladies and gentlemen, dogs versus cats, which is better? Did you know that dogs rescued people during the Katrina disaster?
They also worked the 9/11 disaster sites.
That's right.
They did. And if they weren't doing that, they were working at Burger King, because they're all about food. You know, Mary Charlotte, you did bring something up about cats or dogs taking care of the feral cat population. And cats don't kill things. I mean, they kill mice.
Cats don't kill things.
Dogs will kill cats.
Cats are responsible for the reduction in the songbird populations.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Ooh, let's just not go into that area, because there's a lot of discussion about, and there's a lot of pros and cons, but there's a lot of misconceptions about cats and birds. I'm a bird lover as well. And cats, you know, they... I think they take a blame for a lot of things that really aren't their responsibility. Declining climate or habitat and things for
birds.
Global
warming.
Wow. Yeah. Dogs are awesome, but please don't say cats are causing global warming.
Cats are carnivores as opposed to dogs, which are omnivores, which really means somebody has to kill something to feed a cat.
That's right.
No. Cats can really maintain, you know, their diet on their own. So,
whereas dogs are happy to eat cheese and tofu.
And they're happy to eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah, dogs don't discriminate what they eat. That's for sure.
428-1393 is the number. Operators are standing by. Cast your vote. Cats versus dogs, which is better? And dogs are ahead by over 300 votes. So, let's see, almost 400 votes.
That's right. And, you know, Merle Lefkoff had a hard time splitting, so that's where we got this 50 cents for each kind of vote.
Ah, right. Thank you, Merle.
But she actually gave more than that. But and then Bran Meehan and Belinda Edwards, Claire Dunn, and her dogs all voted, and we have phones waiting to be answered.
428-1393. Now this is a comment that I found on the internet site whycatsuck.com. Dogs are non-judgmental. They will remain totally loyal to humans in any situation. In their hearts, they are truly Christian. Cats are judgmental. If they cross you, they will get you. If you cross them, they will get you. They will stalk you. They are vindictive. And then an example comes, if somebody doesn't, basically if you don't feed them, they'll turn on you. If you go away for vacation, they'll sulk and ignore you.
Well,
whereas if you go
on
vacation,
turn on you if you didn't feed it.
Yeah, but they'll just look at you and say, can we have some food now? Can we have some food now? Can we have some food now? Until you feed them.
Right. And cats, you know, cats may or may not accept what you offer them, because it's not really what you offer them. It's how you offer them their food. If you do it with peace and love, they'll come to you. If you do it with sort of just a happenstance, and then they might just ignore you for a while, but they'll eventually come around. And dogs, well, I don't know about dogs, but I do want to tell you that I did get something, as you pulled something from the internet, I did as well. This cat saved a lamb from drowning in England. It just happened recently.
And then ate it.
No. That would be a dog.
That would be the owner's.
So it's kind of an interesting story where this lamb fell into a swimming pool. And the cat, Puss Puss, let the owners and guards know that the
what was the cat's name?
Puss Puss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the English, they have funny names for
right.
things. They alerted the owners about the poor lamb, and they were able to get the lamb out of the pool. And the quick-thinking cat. Anyway, the actions of the quick-thinking feline are all the more remarkable because the cat is disabled. As a kitten, she had an accident and had to have her tail amputated, the person explained. She hasn't grown properly, has arthritis, can't curl up, jump, or climb like other normal cats, but she can save poor, precious lambs that fall into pools.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
Or mere serendipity. She's howling in pain because she's arthritic, and it just worked out well for the lamb.
Either way, it's a lovely story.
And then you were also mentioning that dogs call 911. They could be trained at 911, but as Christopher noted, cats know innately what to do. And I did want to say that pretty soon we won't need cats or dogs, because iPhones will do everything for us, right?
I actually have a cat app on my iPhone, and so when I'm feeling lonely, it starts to purr, and it does vibrate, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call. 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393, cats versus dogs, which is better? Now here's one. Who's better in the car?
Toonses.
Toonses, absolutely.
They can drive the car.
Dogs.
Well, you know.
I don't know about that.
It's a frightening thing for many cats, and dogs as well. In my particular case, I do have several dogs, and I do, when they go in the car, they can be very, very demanding, very dangerous. And if somebody walks by, forget it. You know, I should, it's worse than talking on a cell phone. I have to pull over and let them calm down as whatever walks by passes by, so they would just, you know, make it safe for me to drive again.
Some well-known cat owners include Saddam Hussein.
He's dead.
Genghis Khan.
Dead.
Mike Tyson and Martha Stewart.
Hey, Martha Stewart rocks.
She also has dogs.
Yeah, she has everything. She has chickens and giraffes and...
Giraffes?
Sure.
428-1393. And some well-known dog owners include Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Mick Jagger, Ben Swan.
It's true. But I grew up with a lot of cats. Unfortunately, now my dogs have decided that cats shouldn't be in my house. But Squeaky was a very, very dear to me as a boy, and I had dogs as well as growing up. But Squeaky was a very sweet cat who really helped me through thick and thin as I was growing up in, you know, desolate Alaska.
I think what this really gets down to is the perceptions of psychology. But with humans, there are dog people and there are cat people. If you have 5 dogs, you're an enthusiast. If you have 5 cats, you're a crazy cat person.
No, I would think it would be 20 cats, you're a crazy cat person. 5 people who have cats.
Anything over 2, people really look at you with an arched eyebrow.
Yes, Mary Charlotte, I do feel sorry for the cat advocates, because they have a much harder argument to make.
But also, I think that we're more elastic as a populace, because here Ben is a cat advocate, but he also has dogs. And I'm going to reach across the aisle here, because I have fallen head over heels in love with a dog who called in. Her name is Sadie, and she is the best dog on the planet.
Thank you very much. So making a point for our side.
I would like to hear your stories of having cats. Let's not find some middle ground here, because you're so staunchly anti-cat.
Any positive cat stories, Kristen?
Sure. My dad and I rescued two kittens when they were a day old when I was younger. And so the Davidson household was blessed with 2 cats for a while, and they were certainly... highly participating family members and actually helped train the Weimaraner puppies when they were brought into the house, the do's and don'ts, and helped teach them limits. So there are definitely some positive cat stories.
Does your Weimaraner poop in a box?
No, neither. Oh. In fact, they will search out other people's yards to poop in.
Oh, that's nice. So it's sort of like biological vandalism.
But I know you're a very responsible dog owner, and you make sure that there's nothing remains.
That is true, but they do help my yard stay cleaner.
428-1393, cats versus dogs, which is better? And the phones have been a little slow today. I guess the cat and dog owners are both having a sleepy day. Report from the control room.
Yeah, not all of them. Well, Valerie called in for cats, and she wants you guys to know that she knows two seeing eye cats, and Gary Cooper is one of the cats.
Oh. Good heavens.
And awesome. Then we had Barbara Goldman and her Spinoza, Aisha Khan. Thank you very much.
Aisha, thank you.
And then another one called in with a comment about all of this is, when you call a dog, it comes. When you call a cat, you get a message. I am not available, but I will come when I am ready.
428-1393. And I have to say, when I lived in Boston, I lived in a household with a bunch of roommates, and there were two cats in that household, Taos and Moxie. And Moxie was a lovely, beautiful, sweet cat who just was friendly to everybody and cute and rolled over and just did all sorts of cute things. And Taos would stand on the landing of the stairway going up the stairs, and when Moxie went by, she would bat the cat with her paw. And she was just a bad, mean cat. And one day, I was very sick. I got the flu or something like that. And Taos sat on the foot of the bed and just took care of me all day, just looked at me and gave me good energy. And I couldn't believe it because she was such a mean little cat. But on the day that I was sick, she came through and I got better.
There we have it.
Awesome.
There we have it.
You know, I think it's really interesting. I don't know if it's a species-specific thing, but they're very, very dog-like cats and very cat-like dogs. So I don't know if we should really even consider the attributes of a particular animal. It's just maybe we should come up with a different kind of a hybrid name so we wouldn't have a cat and dog fight.
Cog, yeah.
A dat. What about Meow Wolf? We could rip off their title.
It's true. We could call every animal, including ferrets, meow wolves. And that would just make language so much clearer.
It would also clear up the fox question. It's a meow
wolf. It would,
And the rabbit question as well. We could call them meow wolves as well. I mean, yeah.
Sure, why not?
I love my meow wolf. What about yours?
Whoever said you can't buy happiness forgot about puppies.
And kittens. Yeah.
To his dog, every man is Napoleon.
And to his cat.
Hence the constant popularity of dogs.
I do want to get a shout out to all those feline friends out there who can really come in and help our KSFR, our homegrown radio station, really make a nice effort to stay alive and to be an advocate for cats and dogs. We just got a check.
We just got a check, but we don't know if it was for cats,
sure it was cats.
Or for dogs.
It was cats.
Do you prefer cats or dogs?
Oh, it's for Mary Charlotte.
Oh, I can't vote on that.
She can't vote on that, so that is a neutral contribution.
She's standing by the cat people.
She likes llamas. 100 votes for llamas, ladies and gentlemen.
We just donated a cat bench at the Southside Library in honor of Vanity, Santa Fe's official cat. So
it's Santa Fe has an official cat?
Yeah,
called Vanity.
I don't think they have an official dog.
And Pat from the
Thank you.
Public Library is here to make a contribution to KSFR. Thank you very, very much. But we're going to have to split that between dogs and cats. No, we're giving it to llamas.
To llamas.
So we've got llamas and ferrets. If anybody wants to weigh in on any other animal that is not a cat or a dog, this segment is cats versus dogs, which is better. We've got exactly 3 minutes left to...
Ooh, cat people.
I know there are a lot of rabbit supporters out there.
Yeah.
And I think the rabbit supporters...
Snake supporters.
And snake supporters. Yeah. So... You know, put down those species kind of labels.
Species.
Species labels.
What's the name of that crazy fictitious lizard thing that lives in the arroyos?
The gecko geico?
No,
the chupacabra?
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
That's dog, cat, and reptile. So
4281393. What's Mary Lynn?
Margaret the cat votes for dogs, believe it or not. And Carla Cooper wants dogs and cheese to thank. And there's some people on the phone right now probably to thank as well, but we still have a couple phones open.
4281393, cats versus dogs, which is better? We've got exactly 2 minutes left, and after the news, we will tell you the count. 4281393, cats versus dogs, which is better? You're listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. You can write to my email, radiocafe@ksfr.org, and I will send you the dog surfing video should you want that. Ben Swan and Christopher Willett are special cat advocates. Kristen Davidson, special dog advocate. So, I mean, I think we, although we try to be combative, we're actually all peacemakers, as dogs tend to be. And so we appreciate the other side, as Democrats often do about Republicans.
I say, why can't we all just get along?
That's very cat-like behavior.
Ultimately, we'll all go to the mat for our animals.
No matter what a breed or species.
No matter what it is, exactly.
That's right. 4281393 is the number. 1 minute left to vote for cats or dogs. And so, you know, you were mentioning the professions of your dogs and the PhD and the physical therapist and so on. Ben, what about your animals? What are their professions?
My dogs? Oh, well, one's a very good cook, and one is a very good athlete, and one is very cat-like in that Olivia, my Chihuahua, loves to find the sun. She's a sun seeker, so she is my cat-like substitute. Since not having it, and then I have a couple other ones that I have an autistic dog, Mimi, who
really,
I believe she's autistic in that she, you turn a light on. This is a very good a dog story in that if you turn a back porch light on, she can be amused for hours trying to catch moths or anything she thinks she sees. So yeah,
I think I told you last cat and dog segment. My dog Honey eradicated my entire grasshopper population in my yard that was eating all the plants.
Another very cat-like feature for, you know, a dog.
What about you?
Well, my Weimaraners tend to be better mousers than the cats ever were, which I think is interesting. And also, there's a quote here that says from Fran Lebowitz,